Computer Education Week is a week dedicated to promoting the education of computer science kind of among students and school children. It's kind of a time that we're able to say, hey, computer science, it looks really complicated, but actually it's very easy to start to learn and you should get involved because you can make some really cool stuff with it.
As a part of this week, lots of companies, big companies are involved. I know Apple are involved. Just how important is that?
I think it's very important to raise awareness of, you know, computer science as a whole, because again, as we, you know, said earlier, people think it's very difficult, but in fact it's not that hard to kind of get into. And as we saw earlier this week with President Obama, where he wrote his first lines of code, that's how you get into it. You need to be able to just go out there and start doing something.
Let's take a step back, because you just used the phrase write a line of code. Well, what does that involve?
Code.org have a website where you can go to and you can have a little play around with their tutorials. They're very, very simple, very easy to grasp, and they have really cool themes. For example, Frozen, and there's Angry Birds, and there's Plants vs. Zombies. So it's a really great opportunity to ease yourself into what coding is.
So on that website, if you write in a line of code, then that gets converted into an instruction that the computer can use to make something interesting happen. So that's essentially what coding is. It's just writing instructions for a computer. It's that simple.
You've all clearly got a very strong interest in computer science. What does that lead to post-university? What are the opportunities for students?
There's a phrase that they use, which is software is eating the world, which essentially means that literally everything in the world is going to be taken over by software. So if you are working in the oil industry, if you're working in the farming industry, if you are working in politics, science, literally everything, that's run by software. So you're needed in literally every industry in the world if you do code. And you get to work for the coolest companies because of that, because you're in one of the talent pools which is like most kind of wanted in the whole world. So you get to be working for really cool companies like Google and Facebook, where they pay you huge sums of money to play ping pong and, and have fun with beanbags and just spend all day working on interesting, cool, kind of fun topics.
I definitely need to stop doing radio and start doing coding by the sounds of it. You mentioned earlier about the lots of big companies that you can end up working for. Is that why they're involved in this Education Week?
Yeah, definitely. So it's really cool to have companies like Apple supporting the movement towards making computer science mainstream in schools. It draws attention to it, and I think it's a really, really good cause. And I think it's really important for everyone to appreciate or understand computer science.
Let's have a bit of a chat about your society that you're all a part of. You're from Hacksoc, aren't you? What does Hacksoc do?
So Hacksoc is the Technology and Programming Society at the university. Now, when people say hack, oftentimes people think like, oh, stealing passwords from my Facebook or stealing all my credit card details. In computer science, the word hack doesn't kind of mean that. It means creating something in an interesting or playful way. So we just create interesting applications or websites or technology, and that's pretty much what we do.
Are there any examples of the technology that we here at the University of Nottingham's Hacksoc have made?
Oh, yeah. So there's a really, really good one that I like to use, the girl made last year, which is a recorder that, like an instrument, you know, that you play, and it sends text messages using the notes that you play, which is the most pointless, useless thing on the planet, but
I mean, it only works if you can play the recorder, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you can only send, like, the notes on the recorder,
yeah.
So the only words, like, the longest words you can send are, like, cabbage and baggage and stuff like that. But the point is that it's all about playing and having fun, and although that doesn't have much use, she learned a lot from making that, and if you actually go to, you know, put that on your CV, that, hey, I went to a hackathon and I made something cool on a weekend, they'll say, oh, wow, that, you know, you clearly are actually interested in technology and you aren't just going through the motions.
So how successful here is the University of Nottingham Hacksoc? Have we got a big group of students that are all involved?
Yeah, really big. We've got hundreds of students involved. And one of the things we're most proud of is that it's not just computer science students. I myself, when I joined, I wasn't a computer science student. I was a physics student. And 40% of our members aren't from computer science. We've got people from economics, people from philosophy, people from biology, people from medicine. It's actually really easy to get started.
And finally, just how important are weeks like the Education Week that are currently ongoing to make sure that and more students and more people are aware of computer science and what coding is?
I think it's important because people shouldn't be scared of computer science. People should embrace it, have fun with it. And I mean, there are so many possibilities with computer science. You can create what you want. You can literally perform magic.